Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Apple never scrambles. Its strategy being the last but best mover.
Guess what? Apple is not an innovator.
Content with letting competitors get to market first with the phone, tablet, or smartwatch, for instance, while instead taking the time to perfect a product. But with generative AI, Apple might have met its match because now it is scrambling, reportedly in talks to outsource AI features to one of its biggest rivals, Google.
This is also a little bit puzzling to me for Apple. Is this an admission that maybe they couldn't bring forth their own AI, Gen AI strategy fast enough?
And releasing a new MacBook that's little improved from past versions while selling it as the world's best laptop for AI.
It's all marketing right now.
This week on Tech Check, Apple succumbs to the AI pressure. It is a mega deal that would upend the AI industry.
This is a big and surprising one. So the report saying Apple is in talks to license Google's Gemini AI to power upcoming features in the iPhone. That's according to a Bloomberg report that broke overnight.
The details, including which iPhone features Gemini might power and who would be paying who in this agreement, that's still unclear. But part of the surprise is that Apple is notoriously protective of what goes into its devices. Tim Cook has a doctrine going back decades. Quote, we need to own and control the primary technologies behind the products that we make. Here, though, there is some precedent. Google has been Apple's longtime partner in search.
When you go open up your Safari browser on your iPhone and just type in a search term into that bar at the top, that's all Google. That is a Google experience. That's not necessarily an Apple experience, and that is what Google is paying for.
Google is believed to pay some $18 billion a year to be Apple's default search engine. So Apple might feel that a deal with Google would be a natural continuation of what has been a reliable and lucrative partnership. But is it the best partner or the most convenient partner? Google shares they jumped on the report, validation for its own troubled AI strategy. For Apple, though, some saw it as an admission that it is behind in the Gen AI race and needed a Band-Aid solution and quick.
We've been waiting for what Apple is going to do when it comes to generative AI. We're still obviously waiting for that.
Raising questions about Apple's own large language model, codenamed Ajax. Has it proved too tough?
It speaks to Apple's inability so far, if this is true at least, to come up with their own AI model, and that should cause some concern as well.
Reports also suggest that Apple's development of Ajax is running behind and, quote, remains inferior to tools from Google and other rivals, making a partnership look like the better option. That's not entirely a shock. Apple has never been seen as a first mover. The company typically bides its time, learning from competitors, and then using its massive reach to take market share. But recently, there have been clues that that strategy is not working as well. It reportedly shut down the development of its long-rumored electric car, codenamed Project Titan, shifting those resources and employees to artificial intelligence efforts. And then there's Siri.
My name is John DeBoer.
What can I do for you?
What is my name?
I don't know who you are, but you...
I think we're safe for a while, folks.
Perceived as a laggard in the voice assistant space, Apple has yet to incorporate any cutting-edge AI technology, the kind that has powered transformative chatbots like ChatGPT, into its own Siri. Some point to Apple's relatively smaller investment numbers. How can it keep up if it's not putting the same firepower behind innovation that its competitors are? Apple's total R&D outlay last year represented less than 8% of its annual revenue. Alphabet and Amazon, they averaged about 15% of their reported revenue. And for Meta, nearly 30%.
Of course they're a follower, and of course they need somebody else to innovate for them. And Google, since it already is a partner, is a natural partner.
That might have worked for Apple in the past, but many say that AI is a very different beast, that the stakes are much higher. one that has put megacaps in an AI pressure cooker. The street only rewarding the ones that can show its commitment to AI and punishing those that are slow to move. Shares of Apple, they have severely lagged its peers, up just about 13% over the past year. Compare that to Google and Microsoft's 45 and 50% gain. And then there's Microsoft overtaking Apple as the most valuable company in the world. The bulls, though, they're optimistic about a deal with Google. Shares moved higher in the reports with hopes that AI features would be a way for Apple to jumpstart an upsell cycle.
It would be seamless. You suddenly would have a great AI engine within your phone, and you'd have a reason to upgrade. So if this is true, and they can get this into the next phone, holy cow, all the bears on Apple are going to have to eat crow.
A reason to upgrade. That's key. The iPhone replacement cycle, it has stretched to the longest period Apple has ever seen, a record 4.5 years, Morgan Stanley estimates. Adding AI features might just be what it needs to convince consumers to go out and buy a new phone.
What is most important to Apple is selling more phones in this new upgrade cycle that's coming in the fall, and basically convincing folks that whatever AI features they do announce, Tim Cook says they're going to, and this is quoting him, break new ground.
It's a strategy that might be working for Apple's biggest smartphone rival, Samsung. The South Korean company unveiled its AI phone earlier this year, the Galaxy S24, equipped with AI-powered features like Circle to Search and Live Translation. According to Best Buy, that is driving sales.
There are many examples of innovation that we believe will drive interest, including the Samsung AI-enabled phone. We are already seeing materially more demand than we expected.
Apple might be hoping it works for them as well. In early March, Apple announced a new laptop, a line of MacBooks that it calls, quote, the world's best consumer laptop for AI. It's equipped with their newest processor, the M3 chip, which they say makes it faster, more efficient, with, quote, incredible AI performance, advanced AI features, running optimized AI models. But the M3 chip, it actually came out months ago.
Tonight, we're introducing a new family of breakthrough chips and bringing them to the world's best pro laptop.
Back then, AI wasn't mentioned once. Same company, same processor, but for some reason, it only became an AI laptop recently.
Talking about features that have been in existence forever, fitness tracking on your Apple Watch, all of a sudden they're labeling that as AI. It's all marketing right now. They have nothing to supplement that or deliver on it.
It also comes after Microsoft announced its own line of AI PCs with its flagship AI product called Copilot built in.
It's a term you can expect to hear a lot this year. And here's what Microsoft says its new AI PCs can do. They have a special kind of chip inside called a neural processing unit, or NPU, that can perform AI tasks faster and more efficiently.
And then there's the regulators.
Here it is for history. This is the United States versus Apple. It's an 88-page antitrust complaint under the Sherman Antitrust Act. And in it, the Department of Justice alleges that Apple's been abusing its monopoly power to the detriment of app developers, other tech companies, and American consumers.
What could be the biggest antitrust suit against a tech company this century? That's on top of a perhaps more relevant DOJ investigation into Apple's other partnership with Google, that two-decade-long multi-billion-dollar search engine deal. Regulators there concerned that it encourages monopolistic behavior and is unfair to other competitors. So could Apple be adding fuel to the fire, potentially inking another partnership, this time in Gen AI?
Let's rewind back to a couple decades ago when Microsoft was going through this at the cusp of the mobile revolution.
Right.
And people were saying, oh, they missed out on this because the government went after Microsoft and therefore they missed the mobile revolution and so forth.
Bill Gates has said that.
Bill Gates has said that.
He had his eye off the ball. He was focused much more on
exactly.
Washington.
And so then you got to wonder, does this become a distraction for Apple?
In the middle of the AI revolution.
Exactly.
Where it seems like Apple is a little behind.
All of this raises the stakes for WWDC. That's Apple's upcoming developer conference in June, where it showcases its newest innovations and updates. Will Tim Cook and team rise to the occasion and showcase their own AI, as some bulls believe they will? Or will the pressure and the scramble continue to build?
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.